John, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tony. I was listening to that weather, though, and I'm not looking forward to more snow.
And, you know, I'm surprised you haven't taken a little time off to get out of here.
I'm hoping maybe in April.
Yeah, aren't we all?
We're too busy right now.
Well, I recently read that you are going to be working with the film industry as a lobbyist to help save the credits, the tax credits for the film industry. This seems to be a tug of war between folks who say we don't have the money to support this versus those who say that it brings a lot of jobs. There's a special meeting tonight in which people like Mitch Albom will be attending in efforts to try and lobby and save these tax credits for these film industry supporters. And what I find interesting, John, is I've been reading reports from the Mackinac Center of Public Policy, from Ernst & Young. They clash. They differ on what the facts are. I can't decide, do these tax credits really generate enough monies to keep them alive here in the state of Michigan?
Yes, they do, and I think the difference is I'm not sure what years the Mackinac Center is using, because clearly with a startup industry that started about 3 years ago, you know, in the first year or two, you don't have a lot of activity. It's smaller films. It's getting crews trained. It's putting the infrastructure in place to grow. But in the last year, we've had a number of major big-budget films look to Michigan, start citing the site selection process in Michigan. With that brings a lot of jobs, a lot of we have people who have bought buildings, warehouses, property to park their trucks, to store their equipment, and they're all paying taxes. The Westin Book Cadillac in Detroit, which is a fantastic hotel, great restaurants, it stays alive because the film industry is booking that many rooms and keeping it thriving. So, you know, this is important to the resurgence of the city of Detroit. It's important in communities all over the state. Grand Rapids has had a phenomenal run in terms of, you know, bigger budget productions and a lot of jobs. And frankly, this industry is starting to employ a lot of people. The Ernst & Young study cited 7,000 people, and that's after just 3 years. You know, give us another year or two, we'll probably double that.
Well, if you look at all the sources that are pushing back against this, the former state senator Nancy Cassese was one of the biggest mouthpieces. You see people like Jeff Daniels, Mitch Albom, the columnist for Detroit Free Press, wrote a piece in today's business section trying to gain support. Why is the misinformation, if that's what you want to call it, John, why does it seem to be overpowering what's the truth?
Well, again, because some of the information is old. I mean, it was accurate at the time, but it's just outdated, and you don't use outdated statistics to describe something that's current or today. And there's just, you know, it's taken a while. The industry has been busy doing their work, creating jobs, paying taxes, and doing that sort of thing. They have not been busy informing lawmakers or the governor or people like that in terms of what's been going on. So that, hence, you know, that's the new effort. That's what we're doing. And I'm affiliated with a group called Michigan Film First, which is different than the group that's meeting tonight. We're having an organizational meeting next Thursday. But I, you know, I'm hoping that we can work together with the group that's getting together tonight, because if we don't work together, you know, this whole effort will fall apart. We're a lot stronger if we work together.
Well, tell me, what have you had opportunities to have conversations with the administration and with anyone in state government to try and gain some support for this?
I've talked to a few folks. I think more importantly, there were a number of convention and visitors bureaus that paid for that Ernst & Young study. The Detroit CVB was the lead in that. They've been meeting with administration officials and lawmakers, just kind of briefing them on the study, answering any questions, giving them all the details. And I think that has laid the groundwork for the next effort, which is really focus on the details. Let's tell the stories of people who were unemployed in Michigan because of our high unemployment rate. They couldn't find a job. But this big production came along, and they had a job for 6 months, which has then spurred the next job when the next film comes in. And these are real human interest stories. It's real people. They're in the districts of the lawmakers. And I think that's, you know, part of our challenge is to get those stories across and put a real face on the industry. And this isn't just somebody coming looking for a handout. They are here paying taxes, creating revenue for the state, And I think, you know, also creating a pretty good image for the state as well.
And what's sad to see is that there have been several big budget productions leave the state.
Yeah. You know, we always said that the first year or two would be the smaller films, the smaller budgets, some independents. But then once you got people in the state trained and they had the expertise to do the work, the bigger budget films would follow. And that's exactly what was happening this year. And the Avengers being the biggest name, won a big superhero movie that was $100 million plus in investment. That one's gone, and I'm hearing there were others that were just as big or bigger, and they're pulling out as well. And they'll go to Louisiana or New Mexico, who are probably next in line as far as having the most generous incentive or rebate type program.
So the tax incentives haven't been taken away. They have been proposed to be cut. How long do you have before that would go into effect?
Well, it will be in this year, the budget that's passed this year, that will start October 1st. I know the governor wants it done in May. I think that's a little ambitious, but I think by June or July it'll all be wrapped up and we'll have our answers, that's for sure. If we keep it in place, you know, this could be the summer could be a very good time for recruiting some of those big budget productions back. If not, I think the rest go. Shows like Detroit 187, they're gone. So, I mean, it will have a very big chilling effect on anybody doing production in Michigan.
And, John, before I let you go, I want to get your take on what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin, as well as Lansing. It may happen soon in Indiana and Ohio, where state workers, state employees are taking to the streets.
Yeah, you know, I remember this back in the early 1990s with Governor Engler. We had people pitched in tents on the Capitol lawn, and we had protesters every day. The one thing that's different, and a number of the legislative leaders were saying this yesterday, they're not taking away collective bargaining in any of the bills that are out there. So our dynamics are much different. It's not an assault on the unions, although some will try to portray it as such. It's really not, and I just don't see that happening in Michigan. Plus, we can't have lawmakers leave the Capitol and hide out in another state because our law, our Constitution, allows a quorum of those serving and present. So even if all the Democrats left, the Republicans could still pass things through.
John, thanks so much for your time.
Sure, Tony. Talk to you soon.